Representative Adelstein with House Bill 1101.
Good morning. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. This is really a relatively simple representative for purposes of our public. I'm addressing. I should state the bill. It's House Bill 1101, an act to clarify the discretion of the court to impose sentences concurrently or consecutively. Representative Adelstein.
I'm Representative Adelstein, District 32 in Rapid City. This bill is introduced primarily at the request of the state's attorney in Rapid City. It arose out of a very unfortunate incident where a man had been convicted in Colorado as well as coming to Rapid City and raping a young woman in a most heinous crime. As to the nature of the law had to do with the offense had been committed prior, first conviction in Colorado was prior or subsequent. The way the law is presently written, it turned out that the judge had no discretion but to sentence this really terrible criminal to a concurrent sentence rather than have it consecutive. And what this bill does is simply gives the judge the discretion to make the sentence concurrent or consecutive, depending on the nature of the crime. It's just a very, very simple clarification.
Are there any questions on behalf of the committee? Representative Adelstein. Thank you, Representative Adelstein. Are there any further proponents of House Bill 1101? Further proponents? Apparently there is.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Mark Smith. I'm the Hughes County State's Attorney. And I would ask you all to pass this bill. The situation that we run into on a more or less regular basis isn't quite as heinous as the circumstance that Representative Adelstein talked about, but it is one that is somewhat disconcerting, and therefore we think this is a good bill. Just very briefly, there's decisions by the state Supreme Court that set the situation the way Representative Adelstein talked about, that requires a concurrent sentence under certain circumstances, and we think it'd be appropriate for the judge to have the discretion to have either concurrent or consecutive. Just an example, if I have somebody commit a crime here in Pierre, and then they go to Sioux Falls and commit a crime and get caught in the act there, and then I charge them, so they're charged in both places, the state's attorney in Sioux Falls will call me and say, we've got so-and-so here that you've got some charges on. Do you want them back? And I'll say, well, as long as you got them, why don't you prosecute them and go through and get it done? Well, they do that. They get them sentenced there. They bring them back to Pierre. And under the way the current law states, we can only have a concurrent sentence, where if we had wasted the taxpayer money and brought them back and had them go back and forth between Sioux Falls and Pierre, and we got a conviction here first, they could have gotten a consecutive sentence in Sioux Falls, and it just didn't make any sense. It eliminates discretion that should be with the judge, and we think because of that, we suggested that the state's attorneys get this bill in, and the State's Attorneys Association supported it, and that's why we're asking you to favorably support this bill. Thank you.
Are there any questions? Any questions? If not, thank you very much. Yes, yeah, so I just want to make sure everybody that intends to testify signs in at the podium. Are there any further proponents of House Bill 1101? Any further proponents? Are there any opponents of House Bill 1101? If there are none, we'll close testimony, open to committee discussion and motion. Senator Bogue.
Move to pass.
We'll move to pass and seconded. Is there further discussion? If not, we'll proceed to vote. Secretary will call roll.
Aye.
Mm-hmm.
Hewitt?
Aye.
Hangey?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Moore? Dugard?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Six yeas, one excused.
House Bill 1101 goes out with a due pass recommendation.
Mr. Chairman, I move consent.
Been moved consent. All those in favor of consent indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? House Bill 1101 goes out on the consent calendar.